UNICEF says the conflict has had a devastating impact on children's rights, both within and outside Syria. Inside the country, children have been killed, tortured, or maimed, while those who are outside the country have been forced to work or into early marriage to support their families. Launching the UNICEF report in Geneva, Hamida Laseko, the deputy representative of UNICEF in Syria, said the country is currently a worst place to be as a child. She spoke about what the agency saw recently when some people were allowed to leave the besieged city of Homs under a truce between government and opposition forces.
I can give you an example of one child who is around 5 years old, a girl, who was just wandering about, and one of our staff found this child and was able to rescue this child because the mother was just killed a day before by the bombshell. And the child was just wandering around. This is just one of hundreds of stories that we see, we hear, and we witness happening for these children.
The conflict in Syria has also affected children's health, as Ms. Laseko pointed out.
Polio was eradicated in a country like Syria. 14 years ago, they didn't have a single case. But because of the situation of health structure, when polio was announced that it is back in Syria, I was there in October 2013, and actually there was a big panic among the parents, and we had mothers calling, coming through even the media and saying, we want vaccines, we want our children to be vaccinated.
Apart from the physical and psychological scars that the war has inflicted on Syrian children, UNICEF is concerned about their future as the conflict has disrupted their education. Simon Ingram is Regional Chief of Communication for UNICEF in the Middle East and North Africa.
It's a complex picture because there are schools which have literally been bombed out of existence, but there are also many schools that have been taken over, are being used as shelters for displaced people, or being used by one or other side as military.
Mr. Ingram warned that time is running out for the future of Syria and its children.
It comes down to the fact that because the numbers are growing so rapidly, because the scale of the number of children that are being affected, as we've seen, more than doubled in the past year, 5.5 million. I mean, that's already the size of the population of a country like Finland or Denmark. And then when you see that this continues and all of these number of children are out of school, therefore have none of the skills that will be needed ever in the future to put this country back on its feet, that's the longer picture that we have to focus on.
Mr. Ingram said sooner or later, the conflict will end and a new generation will have to be on hand and ready to rebuild a new Syria of the future. Derek Mbata, United Nations.